one thing that you may have heard of is something that we did in the aftermath of the earthquake in Haiti. The earthquake in Haiti took place just before 5 p.m., sort of late afternoon. And the secretary was about to go from Hawaii to Papua New Guinea. She never made it there. But one of the things in communicating with her that she wanted us to do was to make sure that there was a way for us to directly involve the American people as quickly as possible so that they themselves could help in some way with the tragedy that we saw unfolding in Haiti. And what we did in relatively short order, in time for people to hear about this with their first cup of coffee in the morning, was a program through which people could donate by text message, by texting the word Haiti to a short code, 90999. And we did it very quickly, and we wanted to figure out how to make it big fast. So we actually used Twitter and Facebook and put a campaign in place over a course of several days to try to push it and make it viral so that the mainstream media would then pick it up. And in a little more than 2 weeks, we raised more than $30 million. So more than 3 million Americans made donations of $10 each. And so that has now had this trickle-down effect into philanthropy generally, where nonprofits and other organizations are saying, you know, hey, maybe we don't have to raise $30 million, but if you can do anything like that, if you can do anything at sort of a proportionate scale in $10 increments, you know, through something as simple as a text messaging, that's really interesting and really cool. A second example of something we've done that's had a very positive short-term impact is what was described during the introduction, Apps for Africa, where we took an incredibly small amount of money, $25,000, and we had a contest in East Africa where we said to technology application developers, hey, we're going to award a couple prizes, and the total value of which rolls up to $25,000. Compete. And it's the best $25,000 we've ever spent. Unbelievable, the kinds of applications that were developed, which we now can scale through our footprint in every country in Africa. Things as varied as what was described iCow, which, you know, it's a little early in the morning to be talking about the menstrual cycles of cows. This is a big deal in East Africa, where this application literally helps cattle farmers understand the menstrual cycles of their cows better to increase breeding. And I'll leave it at that. There are other applications on things as varied as fighting kleptocracy, so allowing people to anonymously report shakedowns and corruption. And there's just a proliferation of these applications. And what is the value add from the State Department? I mean, the value add in this case was our ability to sort of convene, our ability to set this contest, you know, a little bit of money, $25,000, and now our ability to scale this and give distribution to a random app developer in Uganda and try to scale that through, you know, an ecosystem that we drive billions of dollars of aid through.